Вы слушаете SBS Russian. Больше интересных материалов на сайте sbs.com.au/russian.
Вы слушаете SBS Russian. Уже несколько недель на SBS выходят подкасты для тех, кто хочет повысить свой уровень английского языка. SBS Learn English. Не все наши слушатели находят его в отдельном приложении SBS Radio или на платформе, где они слушают подкасты, поэтому мы решили размещать эти эпизоды также и в нашем подкаст-приложении SBS Russian. Сегодня выходит эпизод номер 7, и дальше мы будем публиковать их каждую неделю по средам. Если вы хотите найти предыдущие эпизоды, то вы можете перейти по ссылке на страницу с этим подкастом, а также просто найти в Google SBS Learn English или в любом приложении, в котором вы слушаете свои подкасты. Хороший английский, способность понимать людей и говорить, может помочь вам лучше адаптироваться в Австралии. Каждый эпизод этой серии подкастов будет посвящен объяснению какой-то сферы австралийской жизни и связанных с ней слов и выражений. Это поможет вам повысить свой уровень английского и в то же время больше узнать об Австралии, а также хорошо провести время. Готовы? Поехали!
Ease into the English language and Australian life with SBS Learn English.
Hello, this is the SBS Learn English podcast, where we help Australians to speak, understand, and connect. My name is Josipa, and like you, I'm learning the English language. Today, we are learning phrases that can help when we have to turn down an invitation for financial reasons. Before we start, let me remind you that we have learning notes, quizzes and transcripts on our website, so you can keep learning after listening. I don't know about you, but unfortunately, I wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth. Being born with a silver spoon in your mouth is an expression we use to say being born to a rich family and having everything money can buy. So, since I wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth, there have been situations when I was saving up for something special and couldn't afford to do all the fun things my friends were doing. And I had to explain to them that I couldn't go with them because I didn't have enough money. That can be so embarrassing. But luckily, the English language has lots of different phrases that can help us say that we don't have money in a slightly less embarrassing way. Listen to this conversation between friends, Alan and Marianne, and pay attention to the phrases they use to talk about their financial situation.
Are you going to Simon's fancy dinner?
Yeah, I don't know. I've just paid for my parents' overseas tickets, so I'm low on funds. And Simon's get-together seems a bit over the top.
Oh, yes, the restaurant he chose costs an arm and a leg, and I'm also a bit short of cash at the moment.
Yeah, he always has plenty of money and doesn't understand what it's like to be broke like the rest of us.
That's life, I guess. For some, money does grow on trees and others are strapped for cash.
In this short dialogue, Alan and Marianne use four different ways to say they don't have money. Have you spotted them? Don't worry if you didn't. We'll go through them one by one. When Marianne asked Alan if he was going to a fancy dinner, which means an expensive dinner, he said,
I just paid for my parents' overseas tickets, so I'm low on funds. And Simon's get-together, it seems a bit over the top.
Alan is low on funds, and Simon's proposal for a get-together, which is an informal social gathering, seems a bit over the top. Over the top means that something is too much, excessive or exaggerated. So, Alan is low on funds. Funds in this context mean financial resources. So you could say, I'm running a little low on funds at the moment. Marianne then said,
the restaurant he chose costs an arm and a leg, and I'm also a bit short of cash at the moment.
If something costs an arm and a leg, it's very expensive and we don't think it's a good idea. Marianne also said that she's a bit short of cash at the moment, meaning she doesn't have enough of it. Let's say you're having a coffee with a friend who is struggling financially. You could ask them, are you short of cash? Don't worry, I'll pick up the tab. By the way, pick up the tab means to pay for something, particularly for food and drinks someone else has consumed. At the end of the conversation between Marianne and Alan, we've heard very informal expressions to describe how much money people have. Let's hear them once again.
He always has plenty of money and doesn't understand what it's like to be broke like the rest of us.
That's life, I guess. For some, money does grow on trees and others are strapped for cash.
Broke and strapped for cash. You can use either of these expressions to say that you have no money left. So you could say, she's flat broke until she starts a new job. Or, he's got a new car and now he's strapped for cash. Oh, and if you haven't heard the expression that something grows on trees, it means it exists in large amounts. We often use it to say that we don't have a lot of something. For example, when kids ask for new things all the time and don't seem to understand how hard it is to earn money, you hear people say, money doesn't grow on trees, you know. So, the four expressions we've heard so far that mean not having much money are, I'm low on funds, I'm short of cash, I'm broke, and I'm strapped for cash. Now, let's imagine that Alan and Marianne are not friends, and that their relationship is a bit more formal. For example, Marianne is now Mrs. Marshall, and she is Alan's boss. What expressions will they use this time?
Morning, Alan.
Morning, Ms. Marshall.
You're looking very smart today. Are you going to Simon's promotion lunch?
Yeah, nah. I've decided I'd better not go. I've just paid for my parents' overseas tickets, so I'm feeling the pinch at the moment.
That's a pity. Yes, it's likely to be a little pricey for people on a budget. Not sure my bank account will cope with it either.
That's life, I guess. I'm sure the next time I won't be in the red and can come along.
See what I mean? We got a completely new set of phrases because in this dialogue, the relationship between Alan and Marianne is professional, not personal. Let's start with Alan. He said,
I'm feeling the pinch at the moment.
If you feel the pinch, you are experiencing problems caused by not having enough money. For example, I'm starting to feel the pinch of the rise in electricity costs. Marianne then said,
it is likely to be a little pricey for people on a budget. I'm not sure my bank account will cope with it either.
I'm not sure my bank account will cope with it. You could also say, my finances are tight, or I'm on a tight budget. Even saying something simple like, I'm not sure I can afford it, sounds so much better than saying, I don't have money. At the end of the conversation, Alan said he's in the red. If you are in the red, it means that you have spent more money than you earn. Okay, how about we have a little break before we revisit all expressions used in this episode? Today, as our guest, I invited a man who knows a lot about money. His name is Ricardo Gonzalez. Hi, Ricardo. Thanks for taking time off your busy schedule.
It's my pleasure, Josipa.
As SBS's finance editor, you are, among other things, the voice and mind behind the podcast called On the Money. What kind of information do you provide to your listeners?
Well, the SBS On The Money podcast is a daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap where we speak with CEOs, share market analysts, economists and consumer finance experts about everything that impacts your money.
Sounds very informative. In our podcast today, we learn different ways of saying that we can't afford to go somewhere or do something special. But some people can have more serious money trouble, like having difficulty paying bills or repayments on their loans. What should people say to talk about more serious situations like these, and who should they talk to?
Well, if someone finds themselves in debt and is struggling to pay their bills or regular payments, they should seek what we call financial hardship assistance. So, when you're talking with your financial institution or your bank about this kind of situation, use the more formal expression, "I'm in financial hardship," because then people understand that this is a serious situation, and this starts a different kind of conversation around what capacity you have to pay.
And where can people seek financial hardship assistance?
Well, in Australia, we have the National Debt Helpline, which provides free, confidential financial and legal advice to help people negotiate repayment options and improve their financial situation. You can look them up online to find information and financial counsellors to speak to. And if English is not your first language and you have difficulties understanding, you can have help from free interpreting services provided by the Department of Home Affairs.
That's great to know. Thank you, Ricardo.
No, thank you for having me. But I do have one question for you, Josipa, before I go.
Tell me.
Do you know what mates rates are?
Mates rates? Well, I know that a mate is a friend, so mates rates could be, I don't know, a special price for friends?
That's exactly right. Mates rates are the lower prices given only to friends and family. It's a phrase every Australian knows about.
Awesome. Thanks for adding one more phrase to this episode. We have plenty to go through. See if you can remember the meaning of these words before hearing the answer. Being born with a silver spoon in your mouth means...
That means you are born to a rich family and have everything that money can buy.
To pick up the tab means...
Okay, that means to pay for something, especially something someone else has used or bought.
If something costs an arm and a leg, it means that...
It means that it's very expensive. So you could say, I can't afford that. It costs an arm and a leg.
We heard different ways to talk about lack of money with friends and family.
I'm low on funds.
I'm a bit short on cash at the moment.
I'm broke.
I'm strapped for cash at the moment.
I can't afford it.
We also learned different phrases for professional relationships.
I'm feeling the pinch at the moment.
I'm not sure my bank account will cope with it.
My finances are tight.
I'm on a tight budget.
I'm in the red.
Now the only thing left for you to do is to head to sbs.com.au/learnenglish and test your knowledge with our quiz. There you can also find additional learning notes and transcripts. And if you would like to get in touch with us, send us an email, learnenglish@sbs.com.au. Thank you for listening.
Learning English can change your life. Subscribe so you don't miss an episode and visit our website for learning notes and transcripts.
Поставьте лайк, поделитесь, комментируйте SBS Russian в Фейсбуке.